Taking a look first at your news for today. A trial date has been set for David Claire Schutte in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Schutte. During a recent status conference, the court scheduled a one-day jury trial for March the 10th at 9 a.m. Key deadlines were also established. February the 20th will serve as the cutoff date for all motions and for filing any notice of alibi or insanity defenses. Jury instructions must be filed no later than 14 days before the trial, submitted in Word format, and the defendant's $10,000 PR bond will continue to be served as previously set, and Mr. Schutte is scheduled to appear again on February the 20th. And in other news for today, in an effort to better service its residents, the Oregon Township Board of Trustees approved the development of a new website with better capabilities than their previous one. Along with that, a search tool will allow visitors to view agendas and the minutes using a searching tool. The change also includes the Planning Commission and the Zoning Board of Appeals. Visitors will be able to look at the current meeting information and be able to search past meetings for specific meeting details. The township's new website will be www.OregonTWPMI.gov. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news, Christopher Allen Smith was arraigned earlier today in the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Christopher Allen Smith. Represented by attorney Michelle R. Siv, Smith entered a plea of not guilty to all charges, which include four counts of resisting or obstructing a police officer and one count of operating while intoxicated related to incidents on or about the date of November the 25th of 2025 in Colfax Township in Huron County, Michigan. A pretrial hearing has been scheduled for March the 9th at 10 a.m., and his bond remains set at $7,500 with a 10% option. And Donald Arthur Tibbetts has had his conviction reduced to a misdemeanor earlier today with a decision following a sentence review for Donald Arthur Tibbetts. Both the defense, represented by Kyle T. O'Mara, and the prosecution, led by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace, agreed with an updated investigation report presented in the court. Mr. Tibbetts was found to be totally compliant, having completed all ordered programming and maintaining his employment during his delayed sentencing period. The judge commended Mr. Tibbetts for a, quote, good job, noting no criminal activity since his initial sentencing, and as a result, his conviction was entered as an attempt, a misdemeanor with no further sanctions. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Monday, January the 26th of 2026. Beverly Ann Briolet, age 78 of Owendale, passed away on January the 25th of 2026. A celebration of life for Beverly Ann Briolet will be held on Wednesday, January the 28th at 1 p.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church of the Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin, with arrangements handled by the McAlpin Funeral Home of Kindy. Burial will follow in the church cemetery, and visitation will be on Wednesday, January 28th, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. In lieu of flowers, the family requested that donations be made to the family of Beverly Briolet in care of Don Eisler, and condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. And Vita Kreisman, age 80, formerly of Detroit, passed away on January the 22nd of 2026. A celebration of life for Vita Kreisman, also known as Vicky, will be held on January the 30th at the Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Vicky will be remembered for her gentle spirit, devotion to her family, and the love she expressed through caring acts, shared meals, and every stitch that she sewed. Her legacy lives on in the family she cherished and the home she built with love. And Doris Jean Hagden, age 92, of Harbor Beach, passed away on January the 22nd of 2026. Funeral mass for Doris Jean Hagden will be Thursday, January 29th at 11:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish, with burial to follow in the Our Lady of Lake Huron Church Cemetery. Visitation for Doris will be held on Wednesday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and then again on Thursday at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11:30 a.m. Memorials may be given to the Family Discretionary Fund, and memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.